Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. The sun is back out over London again, and official figures show coronavirus cases are falling faster in the capital than any other region. It's okay to want to feel a bit happier right now. The most popular story on standard.co.uk for most of today has been, when can I go on holiday again? For the too long didn't read crowd, that would be self-contained accommodation April 12th, hotels and holiday parks May 17th. Put them in your diary. Londoners certainly will, because this city, after being in virtual hibernation for so long, is about to erupt. In April, 60 roads will be closed across the world-famous city centre to be taken over by our restaurants and bars, transforming them into an al fresco dining experience. The Evening Standard's Jonathan Prynne has the story. And Jonathan, for the last couple of days, actually, it's been a bit warmer in London. I think a lot of people are probably thinking about a drink in the sun right now. It could be coming back in quite a big way soon.
Yeah, it is. Westminster confirmed today that they will be reviving the al fresco dining scheme that they introduced across parts of the West End last summer. This year it's going to start a lot earlier, on April the 12th, the day that outdoor dining is and dining and drinking is permissible again. And it's going to run all the way through to the end of September, so a much longer run than last year, all through the warm months. And covering the same areas that it covered last year, which includes lots of Soho and Covent Garden and parts of Marylebone as well.
So that's lots of the nicest looking places in London. This is quite a nice way to get people back into the city centre, isn't it? And not just Londoners, I'd expect. You know, if those regulations have been lifted, there'll be lots of people coming in to take advantage of this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, last year, I think it was regarded as a huge success, and particularly Soho was absolutely rammed, actually. I mean, you know, almost to a level where people were concerned about possible risk of infection. But I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that that did happen. But it was very successful from a trading point of view. It was very lively. The atmosphere was good. It made Soho feel a bit like Barcelona or, you know, one of those sort of great European continental cities, and I think generally the community felt it was a very bold move and very successful. There were some complaints from residents about late night rowdiness, but you know, you're going to get that in Soho anyway. So I think it will be seen as a huge boost to the West End economy, which has probably been more badly affected than any other area of the whole UK economy over the past year.
I do wonder, though, if there might be a bit of scepticism from some people about whether they should be going out again, joining in with big crowds, lots of people outside, lots of memories and fears of that lockdown once again looming. Can this be done safely?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely legitimate. There will be some controls initially. The rule of six will apply until later into the summer. It'll be seated service only initially until June, I think. But some of the other restrictions that we saw in the autumn, the famous Scotch egg rule, that you couldn't drink without a substantial meal, the 10 o'clock curfew that bars and restaurants found so difficult to enforce, none of that will be around this time. So, I guess people are going to have to be sensible, as sensible as they can be when they're out drinking in Soho. And a bit of warm weather and being outdoors, all that all helps. And hopefully it can get the West End moving again after what's been a very, very bleak year.
It's going to be exciting, isn't it? It's not a very journalistic question, this one, Jonathan, but it's going to be exciting to see a bit of life in London again, isn't it?
I think it's incredibly exciting. I mean, I think probably there are a lot of people like me who've inked in April the 12th, May the 17th, June the 21st in huge letters in their diaries, because these are going to be the key dates when various aspects of normal life return again. And I'm sure there will be a very, very enthusiastic response. Hopefully the case rates will remain under control and we don't end up going back into tough restrictions again, and God forbid another lockdown, which would be a disaster for everyone. So I think it's, go out, spend some money, have fun, and be careful, and let's hope this really is the end.
And that's The Leader. Keep up to date with breaking news with the Evening Standard's live blog. You'll find that at standard.co.uk. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.